What's up, everybody? Welcome back into the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. It's round one. Well, kind of round one. Most of round one recap of the Masters. Will, Tom, gentlemen, how we doing?
Good, Shawnee. Tee times got pushed back, so I don't think we got to finish. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing well, and if everybody listened to yesterday's preview, they would know tee times were pushed back because you're so dialed in, William, that you let us know.
I did. I saw the weather. I was reading the weather in Georgia, and I knew.
I thought you were there. Are we still going with that
bit? That's tomorrow. I mean, today. Like Friday, huh? Friday. We're going Friday. Friday.
Yeah, has your brain already turned over once the sun went down to Friday?
I've been watching a lot of Masters golf today, so
yep.
It's a little bit on the fried side.
Listen, I hear you. I'm fried just watching them try and play in that win, but there's a lot of players who are
pretty
fried
as well.
We're going
to see more of it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But listen, there were some guys that figured out a way around this place. You guys want to go up and down the leaderboard real quick, and then we'll get the hell out of here till tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, obviously, are we going to start with the beefy boy, the elephant in the room, Bryson? I love this press conference after. I feel like he's growing up before our eyes, even though he's a grown man. And he just said it. You can't bomb and gouge this place. You got to place the ball. And I don't cry from
what he said about 5 years ago, Tom. Remember that?
Yeah, when he said what? It was a par, I don't even know, something stupid. Probably his best round out here since his low AM year in 2016. Listen, if he keeps playing golf like this, I might actually start to like him again, as long as he's not as much of a douche. Maybe he started listening to the pod and started taking my advice. I don't know. Although I have seen his YouTube.
He'd get
lately.
Accurate weather reports and he'd get real analysis.
Ooh, know? I mean, that is true.
Personality breakdown.
That is true. So he had the early tee time. He kind of, not to take anything away from him, obviously, he was playing so well, but the weather didn't affect him the wind-wise until he was like on the 12th or 13th hole. Not that he didn't play well the whole day. His drives were all in the fairway. His second shots were what was impressive to me, sticking them within 10 feet almost every time, every hole. He played very, very well. Let's see if he can keep it up. You know, we're going to have weather again tomorrow, so let's see.
Looks very
Scotty.
Comfortable. Looks
Scotty
very, very
the surgeon. You know a surgeon when you see one. You got those surgeon's hands. Is Scotty not just the most meticulous killer out there? He's like Tom Brady, just death by a million paper cuts.
Yeah, he started off slow, but then he just turned on, you know, the Scheffler gear.
I swear it looks like he's just going for a walk.
Yes.
Will, do you want to just use your flip the switch comment again?
I mean, we could flip. He did flip the switch, but it's so crazy, like watching and listening to the announcers, and I don't know how many times they said "what a golf shot." It was like every hole. But, you know, I mean, listen.
He doesn't make mistakes, and when he does, they're not bad mistakes. And the most important thing, which you saw from a lot of first-timers out here, is he doesn't compound mistakes. He doesn't hit a bad shot out of the fairway and then dump it in the bunker on top of that. Like, he recovers every time.
Oh, and by the way, if he does, he'll chip it right out of there. And
true.
Yeah, 100%. And the funny thing, I think it was 15, you know, that long second shot over the water. Is that 15?
I didn't believe so. I'll look up the course map.
I don't know if you guys were watching at the time or you saw it. He hit it and it came up way short. And it looked like it went in that little creek there. And the announcers didn't even say anything. Like, oh, Scotty's in the water. He's got to try to get up and down for par or have a bogey or whatever. Then they go to another group and they come back to Scheffler and he's 15 feet from the green on the upslope. Because they didn't even like the camera. And that's the only thing I have complaints about with the Masters so far is the camera men or women, whoever, have not been doing a great job of tracking balls.
Okay, we need more. If Augusta needs something more, William Smith is calling for more cameras. Bold take. I love it.
Yeah. More cameras or just better cameras?
Better. Not more, just better camera angles. I understand it's hard to track a golf ball. It's very small, travels very fast. I understand that. But, you know, I think this guy who's...
Hashtag science.
Yes, true. I think this guy who's just about to light the lamp and have the way he plays golf.
You were right. It is 15, by the way, Will. Good course knowledge.
You think he puts it in the water, and then you think to yourself, is it going to get in his head? But we never got to know because we didn't get to see the ball.
Yeah, no, listen, we can get a little nitpicky. I mean, if we're going to get a little nitpicky, I'm just going to say the feature groups, like, how did we not have a Scheffler, McElroy, and Joffrey a group? I don't understand that.
There's been a lot of controversy with the groups.
It's not like you know, there are certain sponsors that need it. It's like they pick off of whatever, and it disappointed me that I didn't see the premier group as the feature group.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I think it's just they focused a lot more on the guys that went out early, and you know, I'm watching, and obviously he came back, but I'm watching Jason Day in his space pants. Just chunking shots into the woods.
Listen, I guess we're going to jump to Fashion Corner real quick. I've defended Malbin a lot of times, but like, what are we doing? No, what are we doing with the pockets? The pockets are what got me. I mean, the bagginess is whatever, but the pockets, just like, who? I would never wear a pair of pants
in that wind. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, he did a good job fighting through it, though, Jason Day. I mean, and maybe the pants helped him judge the wind. It was super windy when he was playing with Tiger and Max, who we have to talk about as well.
Yeah, I mean, he struggled on that par three where he hit the ball out of bounds twice. And then, you know, you see the baggy pants, and that's when you make fun of him, when he makes bad shots. Yeah, I don't know what his thought process was. Maybe it had to do with the wind, and maybe that did help him because he did turn his game on.
That's not his thought process. It's just Malbin. Yeah. He left Nike because Nike's collapsing. Nike Golf, unfortunately. I don't know if you guys knew that. And went to Malbin, and Malbin's just kind of like a streetwear mixed with a golf, and I guess that's the vibe they were going with. They're going pretty loud. It looks like the shirt he's wearing tomorrow is going to be real loud. So we'll see what everybody has to say.
Yeah, I mean, you saw a Tiger too. He had his own Tiger clothing line.
What'd you think of the Sunday red?
I like the color of the shirt, and I like the combo of that with the khakis. His shoes look good, but I couldn't tell if those were the shoes he was wearing when he was unveiling it at Genesis, or those are just straight foot joys because those shoes aren't ready yet. But I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, the logo is fine. You want to see Tiger in iconic Nike, but I guess all good things must come to an end.
Yeah, and you know, also about Tiger, he played very well today. So you know, you thought that you had that thought process saying, it would be nice if he makes the cut, but he's right there in shouting distance.
He's dialed, dude. Like tomorrow, really, he knows this course so well, and he plays it so well. He knows exactly where to miss. They talk about the tiers all the time. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the only thing that's going to stop Tiger is Tiger's body. Really, I mean, he's got to go out and walk. What did they finish up on? 13. So he's got 14 through 18 left in the morning, and then he's got
22
turn around.
He's got to play tomorrow.
Thank you for the math. I was scared to say it because I thought I was going to get it wrong. But yeah, it's really just going to be the walk.
It's going to be the walk. It's also going to be the pause and then
the in between.
Resuming. You know, like that's going to be his biggest undertaking. I actually feel pretty good about him getting out there early. He's going to probably start his rehab as soon as he gets back to the clubhouse tonight.
Are they flying you in too, Sean? You and Will?
They should. I'd absolutely work with him. But
good save there, because I thought you were going to make that a sexual thing, and then I was going to have to jump down your throat.
Oh, come on now! Why do you got to do that? Why you got to do that? But no, it's going to definitely be the tough part is finishing 18, taking that long break, and then getting right back into it. That's
if there's anybody that's prepared for it
holes
mentally
of the second
and whatnot,
round is going to be the most interesting.
Yeah, can we talk about Max?
Oh, Matt, my guy,
dude. I mean, he honestly, I stared at him. I think he's got a real chance to win this year. And he was playing a great round, and then he hit one into the pine straw, and that layup to then have that up and down after it. I forgot what hole that was on. Maybe it was on 11. I can't quite remember. But I mean, that right there showed me, because every other year he would just try and take that little window with that draw, and then he could end up doubling real quick, and he ended up saving par there. I think Max might win it.
Yeah, I mean, he looks dialed in. What do you say? He was pin-seeking all day today. You know, he had that one bad shot that you just mentioned. But this is you know, the Max Homa we see win the Fortnite Invitational. He's playing his golf.
Yeah, the Fortnite Invitational. Thanks for that, Will. He's a 5-time winner on tour. Let's show the guy some respect.
Absolutely, he's 11th a top 10 player in the world. Or he's 11, I think.
Yeah, we'll call him top 10, round off. Top 10. Rule of rounding, right, Sean?
So. Super precise. Just looked really comfortable out there. And all of his shots, he wasn't trying to get outside of his comfort zone. He had a real game plan out there and executed it really, really well.
Willie Z, T9?
What'd you say?
Willie Z, T9.
Willie Z was playing well, too, yes.
Yeah, he had a couple of shaky holes, but he seemed to be striking the ball pretty well. Anybody, Ludwig there on the, you know, rookie
oh,
in there?
Come on.
Jocko, yeah. Again, I said that on Twitter.
One thing I wanted to bring up to you guys, I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but Sean's boy, Wyndham Clark, you know, they were mentioning about how he really, like, crushes, like, 2-foot putts to, like, the back of the cup. Do you think that's going to cost him on one of these holes that is a little less forgiving?
Yeah.
That he's just going to crush it.
Yeah, well, also,
45
feet
down the hill.
Once the greens get a little faster, they were slow today.
They were pretty
because he had a couple
today.
Putts today that were like 2 inside 5 feet that like hit the back of the lip, popped up, and went right back down. And I'm like, you know, the greens get a little bit faster.
He was throwing some serious shade too at the LIV players. He's like, we got 54 holes left. You know, these guys are already through their first or through the majority of their tournament. And he said something to that effect. So I was like, he's not backing down from any of this shit.
You can say that, whatever, and obviously it's round one, but
gotta play it, man.
The LIV guy leads the tournament right now. So,
well, I think that was his point. He's like, I have no doubt that I'm going to come.
Listen,
back.
I think it was 2019 or something. Bryson came out and had a really low round that day, so it's not like he hasn't done it before. He's got to put the four rounds together. I don't know if he's going to be able to keep this same attitude. It'd be interesting to see the entire time. He may eventually get pissed off and just try and start to bomb and gouge this place, and that's when you're going to get bit in the ass. We'll see if he can stay this disciplined.
So one more thing that I had to say that impressed me a lot, things I was impressed by. Tom Kim is even through 12. Tom Kim, my God.
Yeah, no, listen, he's fighting through that injury. He's a very accurate player. I mean, what about your boy Xander? Do you want to talk about him for a second? I mean, he looked up and down, to say
very
bad,
up and down. I have him starred on the Masters app, just going in there while I'm at work, just seeing what he's doing. And it's just +2 the whole time. He's missing, you know, 10-foot birdie putts, especially on these greens, are not easy. You know, it's putts that he usually hits, but he had maybe 4 or 5 birdie attempts that he just missed, just rimmed out. Towards the end of the back nine, he started getting going. So he got back to even. So we look forward to tomorrow and see if he can make a push and then say
part of his team.
Within.
I like that. We.
Yeah, we, you know,
it's a collective effort.
Sean, any apologies?
I was feeling really good early about what Victor was doing. He finishes at 1 under. I don't know. That was an inconsistent round for him.
Any apologies for Justin Rose, Sean, or is that just your long shot pick so you don't have to defend him?
I don't have to defend him. That was my long shot pick.
Yeah, also, Sean, our boy, Hideki Matsuyama.
Oh,
he was in my foursome.
I know, but he's also Sean's boy like me. I know Sean didn't pick him, but yeah, he's struggling a little bit. You know, it's nice that we all have Scheffler to pop us up a little bit.
Tony and Cantlay right where they should be as the 5 o'clock hitters.
Mm-hmm. So what are any other disappointments you guys have?
Fred Couples beating a couple weeks ago winner Peter Malnati's ass.
Peter Malnati got shat on in this tournament.
Maybe he's never played in Wynn before. I don't know. I'm disappointed in Ricky Fowler. You know,
I mean, you come out and bogey the first hole, and you're like, oh, here we go again.
Yep. Sam Burns, Keegan, obviously Sungjae at +3. That's never good for me.
JT's at even.
And, you know, I gotta say,
even's not a bad score.
Not at the Masters. I mean, I think the cuts. What do you guys think the cut will be at? I think the cut will be right around even.
I think it's gonna be around even +1 is my guess.
I was just gonna say +1 is my.
So that's why I was ready to come on here and shit on our boy Minwoo, but because he was at +4 when I checked, but he was able to get himself back into what I would consider contention at +2.
Well, I mean, you got to make that push at the end of the back nine to get it the ramped up for Saturday, for Friday. The other one that was that I wanted to bring up is, you know, what's the guy you picked, Sean, with the really awesome name? He struggled very badly today.
He's an amateur.
The guy that I picked was like in third place for a long time. I'm like, yeah, this is not. He finished +2, which is very good for an amateur. But,
yeah.
Yeah, he was at minus two for a long time, and then he fell apart around Amen Corner.
Jasper Stubbs.
That Jasper Stubbs sounds like a baseball player.
He does. He sounds like a catcher. All right, boys, what do we want to see out of tomorrow if we're done with the leaderboard here? What do you guys, what's your dream start for tomorrow?
My dream start, I think, for every golf fan is Tigers minus three after five.
Yeah. I think we can all agree with that one. That's just, we're going to pin that one at the top of our Twitter. But after that, what else you guys want to see? I need Brooks to pick it up tomorrow, come out firing.
I think the only thing that interests me the most is how are the guys that are affected by not finishing today, how are they going to be affected come hole 13 the second time around?
I would hope that they're going to be ready. I mean, Tiger, I'm worried about, but these guys are fucking pros, man. If you're going to use that as an excuse, then you don't deserve to win.
Also, just want to see where does Scotty? Does he start off slow and then make his inevitable charge, or is he out of the jump?
Also, the start off slow, guys. I mean, let's keep in mind here that Scotty shot a bogey free minus six today.
We all know for his standards that's starting slow.
I mean, he's a steady Eddie kind of guy, though. He's gonna, if he goes out there and shoots minus six every single round, he's gonna run away with this thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, also the definition of swing your swing. I don't know how he. It looks like he's gonna fall down every time.
Club face control, brother. Club face control and path. He's a very consistent golfer.
Yeah. So you I'm looking for
Brooks.
I don't. But he's only. Listen, he's minus. He's just entered Amen's Corner at 11. He's even. Maybe we'll make a push tomorrow. We just need to hang around.
I wonder how he's doing, knowing that how pissed he is with his grouping and having to play with Harmon.
Yeah, that's a tough scene. I mean, that fucking guy, he's the only one that I think should be, if I was a golf coach, I'd be like, all right, you're allowed to waggle. You can waggle. But anybody else, I'd be like, no waggles today.
I mean, that's a lot of waggling. It's not just like a couple waggles. It's like 20 of them.
I know. He doesn't have like a rhyme or reason to it either. It's not like, oh, 10 waggles, I swing. You know, like a free throw kind of thing. It's it's different every time. But, I mean, this guy won the Open. He's a reigning Open champion, so I can't say too much. And he's kind of a dog, too.
Yeah,
I like him.
All right, boys. I need to see Brooks play better. Sean, what else do you want to see tomorrow?
Victor, let's step it up a little bit.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let's just segue into the end of the pod here and talk a little bit about fashion. Now, you tweeted at me that Wyndham Clark municipal polo, and usually they're more of like an earth tones, grays kind of company. I think that they just wanted to get our eyes something to pop, and then today they came out with a much nicer shirt on Wyndham Clark, so I was okay with that.
Also, Sergio Garcia's outfit was
well,
fire.
We're not even mentioning that. I fucking hate Sergio. This is a no Sergio pod, to be honest.
But yeah, I did like Ricky Fowler's green.
That was nice. I pinned that one in my back of my mind. I liked that outfit a lot. With the combo with the khakis, it was really nice.
Yeah.
Brooks didn't come out this year with the piss yellow. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, listen, maybe he spoke to somebody about it. And then Victor, we know what he's going to come out with Jay Lindenberg. It almost looked like a shirt that he wore in a previous Masters. Did it not?
No, it did. It kind of had a repeat look.
I don't think it was, because he probably got new sponsors and whatnot, so it's a new polo, but it did look very similar. Phil looks, if he wasn't Phil Mickelson, he may get pulled over and get his car searched for a body. That's kind of what he looks like to me.
Especially with his Liv gear on, man.
Yeah, and he looks like, maybe he was, you know, a little more clean cut when he was younger. He looks like he got real heavy into coke recently.
That's quite the allegation.
I'm not saying he's done it. I'm saying he looks like.
I think he looks like he was on an all-night bender last night, got banged up, drinking a lot of alcohol, and he was just sweating it out to him.
Now, that part, that could be true.
Yeah, could be. That could very well
be
true.
But he played well, too. He's plus one, right?
Yeah, he's hanging around. And that's the thing. Around. You saw Brooks in an interview recently, and all the former winners or guys that have played well here just say, I mean, you're not, this is not going to be like a PGA tournament where, you know, you got to go 19, 20, 25 under to win. Like, you just have to hang around and you can't try and press things.
Yeah, we're looking probably at what, 11, 12 under, is it going to win this thing?
Yeah.
I would say closer to like, it depends on what
Scotty does.
Right? It's all about Scotty, because if he goes out and shoots 6 under again tomorrow, and yeah,
I mean, 11, 12 under might be the second, third, and fourth place, but Scotty might go 17 at this point.
Yeah, so it all depends on what Scotty Scheffler does. I mean, if he goes 1 under tomorrow, then you could say 13, I would say, but... if he's going with another 6, because he obviously totally dialed, then it could be a long, long weekend for the rest of the field in the Masters.
All right, boys. I feel like Scotty's such an easy answer here. This will be my last question. But so I'll say outside of Scotty to make you guys make somewhat of a bold take. Who's winning the Masters?
Go ahead, Sean.
You know, let's go with Max, man.
Let's go with Max.
Because today I was just really impressed with the way he played. And he really looks like he has a game plan that he can stick to. He combated the wind really, really well. He's going to have similar conditions tomorrow. So I feel good about where Max is at right now.
I'm glad Will didn't give you the segue there to just take my pick, and I was able to say it, because I think you two are in cahoots. You two are the fucking cahoots boys, the college basketball cahoots boys against me.
Yeah, I mean, also the other golfer that seems very interesting. Yeah, I'm just going right past that. the other, because I was looking at the leaderboard. Another golfer that has been was dialed in today too, and he's 2 under and he's through 10 is Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood's playing some good golf.
Sean, Will has not been hanging around with us long enough.
He was somebody I was going to mention when we were running down the leaderboard. I saw him miss 2 birdie putts that would have had him basically right where Max is at right now. That's what scares me about him. He's going to be there. He's good enough where he'll be in the discussion, might be top 10. But, man, that's, again, when it's nut crunching time, I just don't have the confidence he's going to nail these putts.
Yeah, yep. He's a proud, proud wearer of that 5 o'clock hitter's jacket. I hate to say it because I root so hard for him.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, obviously this is a pro Max podcast, but it would be awesome for seeing Max win the Masters.
Oh man, that would be up there with Brooks for me. It would probably be higher, honestly, because Brooks already has 5. I want Max to get a little something.
Yeah. What do we think about Rory today?
He had his ups and downs. Mm. I think. Could be strived, has it?
I thought he was going to come out and play a little better in the wind, but, I mean, it looked like a Rory round where it's like, ho-hum. I'm just happy that he didn't get off to an awful start, because
with Rory, I think he should just hit it in the sand every time, because his sand shots are better than him hitting from the fairway.
Hey, listen, you might have to get down there and tell him that tomorrow.
Yeah, just don't get choked up this time when you tell him.
Yeah,
I was just emotional. Now I got too excited about it. but yeah, let's see if Rory can put it together. You know, I think if you're a Rory fan, which a lot of people are, everybody's pulling for him to get that Grand Slam.
You feel good about it though if you're a Rory fan, because he's played historically great on the weekends, and the first, usually Thursday into Friday, is where he struggles. So he's hanging around and he's under par. You got to feel great.
Yeah, and also going back to Scotty, because obviously we're pro Scotty too. If you're in the pairing with Scotty and you see him put one in the bunker, like, oh, this guy's human, and then he chips it in. If you're playing with him, that's got to be so frustrating.
It's got to be demoralizing.
Yeah,
I think at this point you just kind of expect it.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably true, but it has to be
expecting it and then seeing it happen though are two very different things.
No, that's definitely got to be demoralizing, and it's just demoralizing because he keeps the same demeanor. It's like he's on such a heater, he doesn't even care. He's just going to keep playing his game. Like, he doesn't get excited or anything.
Well, also you gotta love him too, because he had that the press conference after where he was sitting down, and the what was it, Van Pelt, I think.
Yep.
It was Van Pelt,
SVP,
and he's
yep.
like yeah he was like you had a bogey free round on the first round of the Masters, and he basically said, I missed a couple putts that I shouldn't have. Like, he's 6 under,
yeah,
he didn't have a bogey.
Yeah,
that's the zone he's in right now, man.
That's how you win, man. That's how you win. I stared at that as my pick of the day. Scotty Scheffler, bogey free round. But I took him against his group instead. It hit anyway, so
It was
the easy one. All right, boys, we're gonna talk to everybody tomorrow. We got to get to bed because we're gonna have another full day tomorrow, early 7:45. You guys got anything else?
That's really it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, everybody, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Get ready for tomorrow.